On a spring day 3 years ago, Chris and Christina Finke were clearing out a building on a hobby farm near Mayer, west of the Twin Cities. The farm belonged to Christina's dad, Doug Tews, who died a few years before. Chris Finke recalls sorting through items in the attic, deciding what to keep and what to get rid of. Then he spotted something different. On a shelf in the back of the attic, where the roof met the wall, it was a hard-sided case. Inside, hundreds of old photographic slides, a lot of them taken in and around the central Minnesota town of Hutchinson.
I looked at a couple of them and I thought, it's kind of some interesting stuff in here. There's some pictures of Hutchinson and things that might be worth holding on to.
Chris says at first he didn't know if the pictures were from a relative or just something Doug Tews had picked up at an auction.
Once I got home, started really looking through them, and there was, I think, maybe just one slide in there that had David's name on it. And that's kind of how we realized who had taken them.
The mystery photographer was David Tews. He was a cousin of Chris's father-in-law. David died in 1991 at the age of 77. He never married or had kids. He lived most of his life in Hutchinson, aside from a few years of army service in Alaska during World War II. That's where he started developing a talent for photography. The slides cover about a decade, stretching into the 1950s. There are pictures of trips to Minneapolis, the state fair, the state capitol, everyday life in Hutchinson, and trips to the West Coast. Back at his home in Oregon over the course of several weeks, Chris Finke devised a way to scan the slides, and he created a website to display them. He shared some of the photos on Facebook, and he also posted tips on how to digitize old slides, which, by chance, were spotted by staff members at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum in Winona. They were looking for some technical information, but they saw the potential for much more in David Tews's long-forgotten photos, particularly the ones of lakes, rivers, and oceans that fit with the museum's focus. So they worked with Finke to create the exhibit, called Shutterbug. Drake Hokanson is an independent photographic scholar. Later this week, he'll be giving a lecture on Tews's photos at the museum. He says after World War II, inexpensive cameras and Kodachrome color film opened photography to many more people. But amid that crowd, Tews's work stands out, especially when he experimented with light, composition, and long nighttime exposures.
He was very skilled, especially for someone who had no background, no particular training. In those days, you didn't see what you had until you sent it in and waited 2 weeks until the slides came back. So he was pretty clearly studying the technology quite well and understood how to use this wonderful, glorious film to make these photographs both during the day and night.
Hokanson says Tews's photos are also a reminder about the importance of labeling and preserving family photos for future generations. It's a lesson Chris Finke is taking to heart. After saving and sharing David Tews's photos, recently, he talked with his wife as they worked to create backup copies of their own family pictures.
I said, is it even worth it? Like, are our kids going to care in 50 years that we have home videos of us carving pumpkins at Halloween? And she said, well, I mean, people care about David Tews's photos. Like, even if it doesn't seem significant, that kind of, you know, slice of life stuff, like, people love it. People are always going to want to see that.
And if you want to see David Tews's photos, the exhibition of his work at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum in Winona runs through May 3rd. Andrew Krieger, NPR News.